Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC News Minor update. An herbicide treatment to fight the invasive Elodea weed began last week on the Chena Slough. It's the first time the chemical has been used on an interior waterway. Elodea is a common aquarium plant first reported in interior Alaska in 2009. The plant concerns biologists because it spreads quickly and can choke out fish habitat. Previously, crews tried to clear the plant by hand, but the plant is hard to control that way. The chemical method for killing Elodea is an herbicide called Fluridone that's been used to kill Elodea in Anchorage and on the Kenai Peninsula. Last week, a team in a rowboat and a canoe floated the slough, spraying tiny clay pellets with the chemical into the water between Plaque Road and where the slough flows into the Chena River near Badger Road. A liquid form of the herbicide will also be added to the water through a continuous drip during the next 3 months. The federal government is funding the Elodea Control Project through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Aditi Shenoy is a natural resource specialist with the Soil and Water Conservation District who led the treatment. She says area landowners have been overwhelmingly supportive of the Fluridone treatment, and about 20 area residents offered to help the crew by letting them use their yards to access the slough. According to the Conservation District's website, at the concentration the Fluridone is being used at, it should not be harmful to people or animals who drink from or swim in the slough. However, the treated water should not be used to irrigate plants from the Solanaceae family, such as tomatoes, peppers, tobacco, and potatoes. While Chena Slough was the first interior waterway where Elodea was spotted, the weed has since been seen in Chena Lake and on Tochacket Slough, a stream off the Tananaw River near Nenana. Warmer than average temperatures are likely in much of the interior over the next couple of months. That's according to the National Weather Service's latest climate forecast. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
National Weather Service climate expert Rick Toman says there's a pretty good chance of significantly warmer than normal temperatures into September for Alaska's northern coast and much of the interior, from Fairbanks to eastern Prince William Sound.
Along the north slope and across Fairbanks to Cordova.
But he says the odds are less tilted in favor of warmer than normal temperatures for areas to the north and east of Fairbanks.
It's not much of a tilt across the northern interior and down along the Yukon border.
The three-month predictions on temperatures and precipitation that Toman included in his monthly online climate report Friday are based on probabilities that he breaks down into three categories: higher than normal, below normal, and even chances of either higher or normal. So he sets the probability of a warm late summer and normal rainfall in this part of the interior and most of the state, except for the southeast, at 45%. But he says the odds are much better for those conditions in southwestern Alaska.
We get up over that magical 50% mark, so significantly warmer than average is the likely category for the coastal southwest Alaska, the Alaska Peninsula, and out into the Aleutians.
Toman says the myriad of sensors and other forecasting tools the Weather Service uses suggests an El Nino is becoming less likely for the coming year, and he says if that bears out, it augurs a warmer than normal winter is ahead. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Nine rookies, including 2017 Yukon Quest champion Matt Hall, are among the 52 mushers who signed up for the 2018 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race on Saturday in Wasilla. 33 mushers attended the official sign-up party for the 46th annual race, and the other 19 entered via email. They include current and three-time champion Mitch Seavey, his son, four-time champion Dallas Seavey, and four-time champions Jeff King and Martin Boozer. Mushers are coming from three states outside, as well as from Canada, Norway, the Czech Republic, and Sweden. Interior Alaska mushers include Cody Straith of Fairbanks, Jason Mackey of Nenana, rookie Shaney Traska of Two Rivers, Zoya Denour of Delta Junction, rookie Jesse Holmes of Nenana, Jeff Dieter of Fairbanks, Alex Buteau of Denali Park, Jesse Royer of Fairbanks, rookie Tim Muto of Manly Hot Springs, Alan Moore of Two Rivers, and Ali Zirkel, also of Two Rivers. The sign-up deadline is Friday, December 1st. Officials expect the final field to include about 80 mushers. The ceremonial start will take place Saturday, March 3, 2018, at 10 a.m. in downtown Anchorage. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.